On being noticed and listened to? Did your parents learn that you liked a lot of interaction, or that you were easily overstimulated and quickly worn out by noise and commotion? In an optimal home environment, parents notice and respond to their child's unique traits. They get to know their baby, and they create time to interact in a way that brings their little one pleasure and relief. If your parents were able to respond in a sensitive way most of the time, they helped you progress toward a secure bond because you felt known and understood. Did you learn to trust? I think we would all agree that trust is a very important ingredient in a healthy marriage. We cannot feel close to someone if we don't trust that person. By the time we marry, many experiences have taught us how much we can or cannot trust other people to understand us and meet our needs. In fact, before we could even talk, our parents were teaching us whether we could rely on them. How exactly do we learn to trust? We learn to trust if something happens consistently over and over again. When I'm driving, for instance, I trust the light to turn red after it is yellow. It happens every time. I don't feel anxious and unsure when I see a yellow light because I know what it means and I know how to respond. Our parents teach us about trust in the same way. The learning process begins when we are babies, and it repeats itself daily, weekly, and monthly, thousands of times. After all, as a baby, you were a bundle of needs. When you were hungry or uncomfortable, you cried and screamed to tell your parents, "Get over here and figure out what I need and give it to me." Any kind of soothing touch, nursing, cuddling, bathing, burping, helped bring you relief. If mom and dad appreciated your unique temperament and responded to it in soothing ways, you also felt known and accepted. If these attentive responses were reinforced by repetition, you formed an inner core of trust and learned you could depend on relationships to bring fulfillment and security. In turn, this positive experience freed you to trust again. Infancy is all about learning to deal with pain and need. If babies learn from the very beginning that their passionate needs will be met, they also learn that mom and dad bring relief. Trust is built on the replication of this experience over weeks and months and years. We think of it as a circle of comfort because when a parent meets a child's needs and brings relief, this frees them to need again and again, and so the circle repeats. Consider the impact on a marriage relationship if infant bonding didn't go well. Mary was the last of five children, all born in a 7-year span.